Where are they strong? They lost the two defensive ends that seemed like they played there forever after last season.
You know,
are they doing well?
Well, you know, you really can't put a finger on it because, you know, at times there's things everybody does well and everybody does wrong. So really the main focus is to make sure we go out and what we do is control what we can control. And do execute the way we need to do and come up with the game plan that most effective for us.
I think Indiana's where you got your first playing time, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, actually my first catch. Not playing time, but first catch.
So any kind of special memory of that?
I mean, obviously it's going to be one that holds on to forever because it was the first time I really, you know, after I changed position, got a first catch and, you know, really kind of felt the reward of working as a receiver. But really it's nothing too spectacular.
What were the guys saying Sunday when you woke up? Back and watch the film, and they saw the two catches that you made.
That your hands are huge, basically. But I mean, nothing too much. There was like, you know, good catch, obviously. But you know, as of Sunday, we were still at this point where we know we have ahead of us, and we're not done yet. So we didn't want to get too excited.
What's it like kind of being in that position? I know obviously last year you started out 9-0, but being in a position right now where there are four teams at the top of the conference that any one of them can win it, and the fact that you're one of those four teams.
I mean, like you said, we were it's kind of same situation last year. And there's a lot of crazy things that happened in this conference, so you know that you can't look forward to any game. You have to get, you know, each win one by one and make sure that each win has the most and the same kind of I guess the same outcome that you want. You want because each game is worth the same.
What began to click for you guys when you played Indiana last year, like in the second half? Because they got out to a big lead, and then you got the big play from Tyler, and then it just seemed like from there, you know, Rick was able to be more composed, and you guys were able to execute.
It was sort of kind of a thing where we just decided, we finally need to put our foot on gas and, really start executing, because in the first half, we really didn't come out and do the things we needed to do. And we knew that. We felt that. You know, with the momentum from our defense, you know, that really helped. So really our main goal was just to make sure we can do our job on offense to keep putting ourselves back into the game.
One thing Julian was saying is he first played like in earlier games, and is that something that you kind of feel as well, like do you prefer playing like an 11 a.m. or noon game as opposed to later in the day? And I ask because you haven't had one of those in about a month and you're going to have one.
Well, it's it's always something, you know, each has its perks. Night game, obviously, the atmosphere is always going to be there, and you're going to love that. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you know, in the morning, there's a lot of times you, especially on away trips, you get to get back a little earlier.
Yeah, you just like, I guess what's kind of the routine then on the Saturday morning then when you guys are ready to play a game? I know, obviously, you get the trip to the stadium, but is there like a certain time that they have you all get up?
Yeah, obviously the times get different when you have a night game from a morning game. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to wake up earlier and get yourselves more prepared. You know, make sure you get a good meal in you and different things like that. So, yeah, our schedule does change a little bit.